This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hour two of the Lake Show. Something big in the news, and we knew it would be. And we knew it would get ugly, is the ICE raids, and specifically people talking about, and it's been a talking point here for the last week, about the Somali community specifically being targeted. Whether it's the Somali community or the Hispanic community, we have to call the ICE raids for what they are. And we have to stop sugarcoating this situation, okay? It is racial profiling. Let's, like, regardless of what your political opinion is about immigration and who is here, quote, illegally, this is racial profiling. It's all predicated on racial profiling. Full stop. And it's unacceptable. We can talk about we need reform and we need to work on immigration issues. I don't think that anyone is denying that. But how you go about getting it done and conducted and treating people humanely matters. Kidnapping people, detaining people for hours, when they show you off the rip that they are citizens. It's just, it makes my skin crawl. This is racial profiling. That's how they even interact with these people on the first. That's how they interact with them. That's step one. That guy looks like he's Mexican. That guy looks like he's from Somalia. And so we're going to have an interaction based on their skin color. That's unacceptable. And so when we go about it in such a discriminatory way, you're going to have so many citizens that are going to be detained and apprehended and not treated with the dignity and respect that they deserve. You were told a year ago that you're going to get out all MS-13 members and the worst of the worst. That's not what this is about. This is not about getting out the worst of the worst. This is about getting people of color out of the United States of America. And there's been so much information that has come out just today alone about what's been happening here in the Twin Cities. And I thought that this is must-listen-to audio from the chief of police in Minneapolis, Brian O'Hara, on the ICE raid situation.
Thank you, Mubashir. And like the mayor, I apologize that this happened to you in my city with people wearing vests that say police. That's embarrassing. But what really gets me is that this is just one story today. And it's a little overwhelming, just the volume of stories we're trying to sift through and figure out what's true and what's not, and kind of what may be happening. Like our mayor has said, we understand federal law enforcement has a job to do. To the extent that federal law enforcement is being precise, conducting targeted operations, and making lawful arrests, we understand that. I have no objection to that, of course. We would just hope that at least from a tactical perspective, things could be well planned beforehand, both for the safety of law enforcement as well as for the safety of people in our community. And that we wouldn't have to deal with so many stories after the fact of what at the very least are just questionable methods. And clearly, a use of resources that doesn't appear to be getting a return on investment. You know, I am proud of how the men and women of the Minneapolis Police Department have been handling this, with people in the field last night, with some of our lieutenants this morning that have been dealing with this and monitoring the situation. I wish the public could see how well they are managing such a difficult, difficult role. And a volume of which that they're trying to manage and trying to sift through and figure out what's true and what's not, while we're still trying to do our day-to-day responsibilities. That being said, again, random efforts in which individuals who are, including individuals who are American citizens, are being stopped because they appear to be Latino or because they appear to be Somali, is wrong. And even, you know, as I'm sure everyone has seen just on social media, and in some of these stories, the things we've seen, just, again, some of the manner and the methods in which these things are happening is just not safe for anyone involved. So, thank you.
And it's not safe when you have people that are masked up and they're just jumping out and they are grabbing people and they are body slamming people. Because that was one of the things with this situation with the Somali, the Somali man that was roughed up by ICE, and he is a citizen. He was slammed in the video. You can see he was slammed to the ground in the ice and the snow and everything several times. That's just unacceptable. It really is unacceptable. And a question was asked from a media member to Mayor Jacob Pry on whether folks' rights have been violated with all of this.
While I can't speak to every instance, I'm not aware of all the details from the one that you referenced yesterday. Under any law and under the United States Constitution, you can't tackle somebody because they look Somali without knowing who they are, what their name is, and you can't then detain them for purposes of immigration when they're a complete legal American citizen, when they have tried to provide information showing that they're an American citizen, where you have declined to receive that information, which you saw in this video. What we are seeing again and again is discrimination only to the extent that it applies to certain groups. So they are discriminating only as it applies to, are you a Latino person? Are you a Somali person? Once that's been established, as far as we can tell, there are countless incidents where the arrest, the detention is indiscriminate. You can't do that.
You cannot sit there and say to the world that you want to get to the bottom of all of this and you want to get the worst of the worst. When a person shows you on the front end that they are a citizen and they show you a passport or they show you their identification, and then you just don't want to accept it. Like, that's a problem. That is a problem. And this is another thing. In Brian O'Hare, he said it in his speech earlier today when he was talking with the mayor, is that how are we not tactical about who we are trying to go and get? Like, what in the, like, we think about forever and a day, like SWAT teams moving to go get hardened criminals, killers, and all these people that are, you mean to tell me that a person just walking down the street and you have no idea who you're looking for? You're just, based on how they look? That's about as racist of an operation as you can have. Full stop. It is. I know you're heated.
I mean, I know exactly how we got here because it's been a slow drip. And, you know, I wanted to almost interject and play the sarcasm card because this is what legitimately people use for reasoning. They look suspicious. They don't look like they belong here. They don't look like they live here. What could they be up to? Why do they have hands in their pockets? Like, this is the same.
Why are you wearing a hoodie?
Yeah, there you go. It's the same stuff that lots of people have been dealing with for their entire lives.
This sounds like the worst police work ever.
Right.
We uphold and we talk about good police work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And getting to the bottom and solving crimes. This, just on the front end here, like just walking down a neighborhood and grabbing people indiscriminately based on their skin. That's the worst police work ever.
Correct.
That's not police work.
It's everything that our justice system, our apprehension system is built on just seems to be optional for these people. They can just grab whoever at whatever point, do whatever with them. A couple weeks ago, I saw a video where a man was handcuffed up next to his vehicle. And in the back seat was a toddler. It was very clearly a little girl. Thank God her face was blurred out. At least they took the steps to do that. And the bystanders are talking and they're like, hey, can we call the mother to get her down here? Because clearly the father of the child is being detained. Like, I don't know what the situation is, but he seems like he's calm, that he's chill, and that there's not anything going wrong. You know, besides, we don't know the context of that particular arrest. What happens instead of them waiting is that they have two masked ICE agent men hop into the front seat of that vehicle. Again, in the back, carrying a toddler, a little girl. And you know what they have with their guns? High and tight, front and center, with their big ARs. They hop in the front seat, and they drive that car away, Henry. They drive that car away. And I can only empathize with people who have had to live with this type of fear every day. As a woman, I know what it feels like to walk down the street and not always feel safe. I know the statistics, or at least the lack of go find these people there is when it comes to young women of color, young women of indigenous ancestry. These people disappear all the time. We hear nothing. We send no one. And this is just, that's just random person with the white van on the street that we told don't take candy from the car. These are people in uniform, Henry.
Mm-hmm.
In uniform.
I'm telling you right now, it's if you had said to me 10 years ago that we will be in a place in the United States of America where many people in this country would find it acceptable to go and just grab people off the street based on their skin color, I would be like, nah, that's not happening.
We learned that this is the bad place a long time ago. Didn't everybody read The Diary of Anne Frank? Isn't that a required reading in elementary school?
Man.
It's a firsthand account. Like, how many people do we have to hear from firsthand accounts before we actually believe it? I mean, it's the same stuff when we talk about the Epstein files. We won't believe the women. We'll believe the one random guy who had the email here. Boom. Like, we'll believe it when they say it's real.
Yeah.
This is real. This is happening.
Yeah. 651-461-9226. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll get to Bite of the Night. That's next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Time for Bite of the Night, where we play the most interesting and intriguing soundbite of the day. And then, hear Henry and Chris react to it. Bite of the Night on The Late Show.
It is Henry and Lindsay this evening, and this is Bite of the Night. And the Bite of the Night is still people reacting to the college football playoffs. And Paul Feinbaum from ESPN. You talking about a funny dude? I don't agree with all of his takes. Like, I guess I would say I go 60-40 with Paul Feinbaum. He says some outlandish stuff at times, but who doesn't? Everybody does. Him and Stephen A, they love to be outlandish. And who's my other guy? Mad Dog Russo. He gets fired up.
Yeah.
But in the day and age that we live, it's very entertaining for people to see those meltdowns from time to time. Well, Paul Feinbaum on, I think it was Get Up this morning, he stated that with the G5 schools, so we know about the Power 5 schools, and then you factor in that Tulane got into the college football playoff and James Madison. He had a take about Tulane and James Madison that is probably with a lot of people going to be unpopular. Let's play it.
Well, it's time to get rid of the G5 schools, and I know how they got in there. It was a compromise, but America does not want to see Tulane, nor do we want to see James Madison in the college football playoff. This is great in the NCAA basketball tournament, Greeny. There are 68 schools. There are only 12 here, and we don't need them around. And I'm not going to give you the with all due respect, because I don't really care about Tulane or James Madison. They're both going to lose by 25 to 45 points. They'll be unwatchable games, and get them out of a playoff.
All right, so let me say this right now. I agree with them.
Boo.
I agree. Because, and I'm not sitting here saying that there's not a part of me that appreciate James Madison or doesn't appreciate Tulane. But Paul Finebaum is right. I watched James Madison in their championship game. They are going to get worked by Oregon. James Madison is not one of the top 12 teams. They are not one of the top 15 teams. Now, they had a hell of a season. They don't play the competition everybody plays at. But I think the bigger point is, to his point, and this is the reason why Paul Finebaum is right, this is the college football playoff, and we're talking about 12 teams. We're not talking about the NCAA tournament. The NCAA tournament...
That's what they want.
No.
That's what they want it to be. That's the point.
I don't think we should ever get to that point in college football, because everybody already says, what? Going to a bowl, participation trophy. If you can do a tournament style for football, what are we really doing here?
Mm.
That is legitimately, if you're trying to do NCAA tournament style, that would be participation trophy. Like, we have a top 25 for a reason. We're going to go to 32 at some point? That
Why
makes
not?
No sense.
Why not?
But James Madison, I'm sorry, I watched them play. They're going to get... The Vegas line is 21.
Yeah, and they've earned their right to get their ass kicked that way. And that's why I'm totally down for supporting James Madison, Tulane, air raid offense.
No one wants to see
in
that.
The middle of
no
Idaho.
One wants to see that, though.
I don't care, because you know what this is about? College sports are about the athletes, not about the audience. This is where another thing's where we've gotten screwed up, Henry. We think it's about us. We think, I should be able to watch this. I shouldn't have to watch a blowout. I shouldn't have to watch a losing effort by my team. We're just fine-tuning.
If it's about the athletes, wouldn't you want the best 12?
No, I want whoever played the best to get a shot. Because when you make it about the athletes, you make it about their development, not their performance. All this is about their performance. We need them to have them in the special bowl game for the special people. And then we get this particular sponsor. We go.
But it's not just about performance.
It's about development.
It's not just about performance. And it's also about who you beat.
Right.
Like, if it's just about performance, then we should not have any teams that lost three games.
Correct.
In there.
Which teams? I mean, I haven't watched the sports very often lately. Which team is a three-loss team in this playoff right now?
I'm pretty sure Alabama is.
Now, we know why Alabama's there.
Well,
we know why Alabama. I'm not saying that this is a system that has checks and balances, that makes sense, that doesn't take anybody for granted. This is the new NCAA. Anything goes. You have to keep the opportunity to play there for everybody else. It's not just the five-star recruits, not just the blue chippers, because if we just start taking people that are supposed to be the best, why don't we just start, you know, cutting kids off at age 10? Because if you're not in the top third of it, what's the point of even playing? You have to keep that accessibility. So James Madison, Tulane, yeah, they're in that this year, but you need to, for the integrity of the sport and for the real reason why these kids are doing it, I know we've gotten, you know, we're drifting away from our true purpose, and that's fine, but you have to keep the opportunity there. Otherwise, it's too closed of a loop. It's too fixed. It's too much of the blue bloods. I don't trust it.
That's what this is about. That's what this is about. It's about the blue bloods anyway.
Like, right.
When we talk about
why do we care about two spots that are going to get smoked in the first round anyway? If it's going to render out the way that we anticipate, which is in a blue blood program,
no,
why do we have to have every single person participating?
The majority of people want to see the best 12. If you and I understand that James Madison is not top 12, then this is not me saying that I don't want to watch James Madison.
Right.
I don't want to watch James Madison get smoked, is what I'm saying. They're not one of the top 12 teams. If James Madison played Notre Dame tomorrow, they would get waxed. And going into the weekend, I was not anti-James Madison. When I watched them win their championship game, I was like, I actually don't want to see this team in the college football playoffs. I'm dead serious. I said after watching them win a championship game, I was like, this ain't fun to watch.
Again, it's not about you. Let the kids play. They earn the right to be there by the rules, by saying, like, you have an undefeated record. You do this. So isn't like South Florida a couple years ago, right? They got screwed out of a chance to compete for a national championship, and they were undefeated. I wish there was a one way, this one standard that you...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, welcome back. Leg Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Let's go to the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. And let's talk to Ahmad Hicks, Fox 9 News sports anchor, as he joins me now here on the show. Typically, we'll talk to Randy Meyer or Kelsey Carlson, but we got Ahmad this week. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, Leg? Glad to be a part of the show.
Man, always a pleasure to have you on the show. And, man, this Sherrone Moore situation in Michigan is getting... it's getting dicier by the minute. So, Sherrone Moore earlier today was let go with cause from the University of Michigan. He was fired because they investigated him, said that there was an allegation. They found evidence that he had had an inappropriate relationship with a staffer. So, he was fired with cause. And now there's breaking news that he's being detained by police.
Mm-hmm.
Man, yeah. Before we even get to the detained by police situation, your thoughts on that news breaking this afternoon?
You know, at first when I saw the report that he was fired, I said, okay, well, we kind of knew something like this would probably happen with the way that his whole contract structure played out, how he started coaching without a contract in hand and whatnot. So at first when I saw this, I'm like, oh, they're going to go get whoever they wanted initially. But then when I saw the report that, you know, he had an inappropriate relationship with the University of Michigan staffer, and then I read an article that, you know, alleged that he apparently got her pregnant and paid for an abortion.
Ooh.
I was like, whoa.
Wait, I didn't know that part. Whoa. That you saw that in the report?
Yes, I saw that in a report. If I had more time, I would be able to pull it up here.
No. That's breaking news to me. So, yeah, go ahead. I'm letting you cook.
Yes. So he, allegedly, had a relationship with this lady, and pay for the abortion. And they, you know, I saw another report that said they were going back as far as last week to look into his phone records and whatnot. And they found credible information or evidence, you know, that linked him to this affair. And, you know, he's married with four kids. So first thing you think about is just how disappointed you are. Like, you've been an assistant coach for a very long time, worked your way up to get a, you know, job at a prestigious university like that. And then you throw it all away, you know, on a woman when you're married with kids. I mean, so it's just, it's a bad look all around, you know, especially if the story about, you know, him, paying for the abortion and getting the young lady pregnant. I mean, just bad all around for Sharon, man. You're a role model for 110 athletes on your team, numerous people at the university, and this is what you do after 2 years? It's like, come on, man.
Yeah. Well, quickly here, so is the news of him being detained by law enforcement, is that news to you?
So I saw that on the way, on my way home. I saw, you know, ESPN alert said he was detained by police after firing. I'm like, what is really going on?
Wait,
right
do you know? Do you know why that is?
No, there have been no reports. ESPN said they reached out to the department and the other police precinct that he was transferred to. They have not gotten any official word back. So
yeah.
I'm consistently updating my feed right now to see what's going on.
I'm doing the same thing, but let me just say, let me put the word allegedly out there, because we don't have confirmation of this. And I'm not going to get into the specifics of what's being said out here, but there's an allegation that, like, right now, he is in a mental state of harming himself. So, like, in terms of, like, and that's not a good place to be. You don't want to harm your wife. You don't want to harm your kids. You don't want to harm yourself. There's some speculation that would say that there's speculation out there that he had made some comments that I'm done, it's over, and that people thought that he was on the verge of possibly harming himself. So I just, this is just a sad day, man.
It is a sad day. I mean, you never want to hear of it getting to this point, or, you know, him harming himself over what he would categorize as a mistake. I mean, obviously, as a leader of a lot of young men, you should know better. But you just got to take this on the chin. Now, if you did do this, you lost a $6 million job. I hope that, you know, he doesn't do anything to harm himself. You just got to. You got to take the bad with the good, and you got to bounce back and try and grow from this. I mean, we've seen it before. Bobby Petrino, you know, with the staffer at Arkansas, got fired and was just the interim head coach for Arkansas this past season. So, you know, there's a way to bounce back.
Look at Ime Udoka with the Boston Celtics. Like, but you know what? Everybody's not wired the same way. Ime was not, he didn't have four kids and a wife. You know, he was seeing Nia Long, and he had a child. I don't know if they were they technically married? Like, I'm not trying to.
They were engaged.
Okay, they were engaged. So I just think that this one right here is a lot deeper, and it's the Bobby Petrino was a good one. Ime is different because he wasn't technically married. It was, you know, he had an inappropriate relationship with the, but this one's so deep in that. This guy is on campus with, this is wild, bro. When I saw the story.
And she got the raise. She was an assistant, at the university, and she got the raise to be the, the lead person next to the head coach once he got the head coaching position. So who knows how long this is going on.
Yeah, that's sad, man. That's the big news of the day. The other story I wanted to ask you about was in the National Football League, Philip Rivers, who has not played in the National Football League for 5 years, the future Hall of Famer, is coming out of retirement to play for the Indianapolis Colts. Your thoughts?
Yeah. When I first heard that, I'm like, I feel like that's the ultimate slight or disrespect to all these quarterbacks on the practice squad just vying for an opportunity, you know, to get a chance and go play ball. You know, it's basically like you got to call a guy who last played during the pandemic in 2020 and say, you know what? It's 32 practice squad quarterbacks out there. We don't think anything of you, so we're going to call a guy who's, you know, half a year away from being eligible for a Hall of Fame vote. It's like, it's pretty crazy. It's a big reach, I think, and you know, who knows what type of shape he's in. The first question he was asked today is like, what's your weight? What was your weight now in your playing days, and what is it now? And he said, I'll tell you this. He said, I'm not the same weight I was when I walked off the field in Buffalo that last time in 2020. So,
we know crazy, that because I can see it in his face.
Yeah.
You can see, right? He was a little chubby.
Yeah, and he's been coaching his son. You know, they just had a good season down there in, I think, Alabama and whatnot. So he's probably in somewhat good of a shape. Coach O'Connell said earlier today when we spoke with him, said he has a full-scale size football field in his backyard. So he said if anybody's in shape and you still throw the pigskin around, it would be Phillip Rivers.
Man, Phillip Rivers, you could tell, man, his face looked a lot fuller today, though, when he stood in front of the media. I'm like, oh, no, Amon. I mean, these dudes is fast, man. They fast as
wrong.
But
you know what he said? You know what he said? And when he talked about his weight, he said, look, he said, I've never been the type of guy that was going to run away from anybody anyway. He said, I'm standing in the pocket. I'm delivering dimes. So it's like, you know, that's his game. Drop back, style, quarterback, read the defense, get the ball out. So it's a reach, though, for Indianapolis. I mean, this is a team who probably feels like they have a strong playoff chance and need a veteran experience and not the guy Brett Rippon that the Vikings had here as a backup for a couple of months.
Yeah, talking to Fox 9 News sports anchor Ahmad Hicks here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. I do want to throw this your way. I'm not sure. Did you see the story about Troy Aikman? Troy Aikman said he's not going to give any more money to UCLA because he had a bad experience with NIL. I got to be honest with you, Ahmad. I don't blame him.
Look, I mean, I feel it's a double-edged sword on this topic. Yes, I feel you. I wouldn't want to be giving money to my university for one specific player. Then he takes that cash and then he leaves. I think there needs to be stipulations that if you're giving guys money, a lot of money, and they're taking that money and leaving after 1 year and didn't play, there should be some stipulations where they have to give some of that back. I think Georgia's actually doing that right now with the former player who transferred out. They're actually suing him for some money back. But I also think it's like, look, you're a very rich man. Troy Aikman, you're a very, very rich man. If you're in a place to give away six figures, seven figures, I mean, look, chalk it up as a loss. Like, when you give the money away, it's gone. You can't complain about what said player did with it or didn't do with it. So what if that guy you paid stayed and then he just stunk it up? Now you mad you gave money to a guy that didn't play well? I mean, like, look, so when you're rich and you can give away that much money, it is what it is. You didn't care about it to begin with it. Don't care about it now.
Yeah, yeah, that's something else. Hey, you know, before I let you go, I do want to get into your thoughts on the Minnesota Timberwolves because we have been saying this, or at least I've been saying this with you on the H&H podcast on Fox 9, that I just believe that the Wolves haven't played well at all this year. I firmly believe that. There are terms that I throw out there like empty calories, or you will look at the record, and to me the record doesn't just tell the story. I don't think the Wolves have played well. I think that they eventually can unlock themselves and become a better version of their team. But as it stands right now, man, they're struggling to me, regardless of the record.
It's something that we keep going back to on the H&H podcast located on Fox Local and Fox 9 YouTube channel. It's, they don't have a point guard. And it's hard to have consistent play each and every night when you don't know what you're going to get from that one position on the court. Like, is that, that's the guy that controls the tempo of the team, controls the mindset, the attitude of the team, how they're going to play offensively and defensively, and they don't have a consistent guy there. Dante DiVincenzo is not a point guard. Like, I'm sorry. Like, no shade to Dante DiVincenzo. He's not. And then you got to think about Mike Conley. He's old, can't guard anybody anymore. And then they're not even giving Rob Dillingham any run. Like, we all knew he was a little too small to really prosper and grow in this league and be that two-way defender that they need at that position. So I don't think the Timberwolves play consistent until they find a consistent point guard, whether that's trading for a John Morant or trading for another, you know, superstar type player. They need somebody who can take that ball out of Anthony Edwards' hands and say, you know what, you go sit in the corner, I'm going to beat my guy off the dribble, and I'm going to create offense off that, and then we're all going to play basketball while they're catching and chasing. So I think they need a point guard. If they want to get back to the Western Conference Finals, they need a young, skilled point guard that can shoot the basketball. That's what they're lacking right now, Lake.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, man. Hey, Ahmad, a pleasure to have you back on the show, man. I will be talking to you soon on the H&H podcast.
All right, I'll see you then.
All right, take care. That's Ahmad Hicks, Fox 9 News sports anchor, joining us here on The Lake Show. We'll take a break, we'll come back, and we'll get to our headlines next.
Now on The Lake Show, let's look at some other things making news. Here's a little segment we simply like to call Headlines.
All right, let's get into the headlines. Lindsey Brown, let's see what you got for us tonight.
Let's see what we got. Let's see if we have something in the last, I don't know, a couple days rather than a month. You know me and how I like to take this headline segment. Anything goes. Apparently, tourists from 42 countries will have to submit 5 years of social media history to enter the United States under a new Trump plan.
What?
Yeah, oh yeah, Henry. Seems like a great place. to be in to visit. The administration is proposing to ask visitors from several dozen nations that enjoy visa-free travel to the U.S. to submit additional personal information before entering the country, including...
This is just to travel?
This is just to come visit here, Henry. 5 years of their social media history. They said in a notice earlier this week, citizens of 42 countries, again, are in this visa waiver program. Countries include... What? Include United Kingdom, Germany, France, Australia, Israel, Japan, New Zealand, South Korea. How long?
Israel?
That's what the article says. How long until they start monitoring the citizens' social media and coming back or leaving the country? That's my question. Man. Not sure. Not sure. It's not great.
They just want to control our lives, man. That's all they want to do.
Yep, they want to watch us. And you know what? Some of us don't know what's going on. Some of us don't know how to connect with people and find ways to help ourselves. Like the CEO of ChatGPT, Sam Altman, he was on Jimmy Fallon the other night.
Uh-huh.
Because I get it. Jimmy Fallon's got to interview important people. But tech washing, you could say, where you bring these people on who are trying to create probably a worse world for us to live in. He has a child, and Sam Altman, who's so devoid of human connection, turns to ChatGPT for every passing thought in young parenthood. He said that he uses ChatGPT all the time to deal with his parenting questions. Altman, whose baby was born in February, reveals he feels kind of bad about asking simple queries like, why does my kid stop dropping pizza on the floor and laughing? Why is the six-month-old crawling everywhere? This is where you go ask, I don't know, your family, the people at your place of faith, just like anyone who has experience with child rearing. Like, you can go talk to a person instead of a computer and get a better experience. That's what they're trying to sell. Worse experience, worse answer.
Like, you're only going to go through, like, being a first-time parent one time.
Yep.
Like, you can have as many kids as you want, but your initial experience is a one-time deal. Why in the... You're going to AI...
Right.
What are we doing here?
I heard this on TikTok earlier, and it totally encapsulates the moment.
You're all going to end up at Chipotle. Or worse, Deloitte. I said the rest is trivial. I told you to use Google instead of ChatGPT, but none of you listen. You guys are worse than debating on my 8-year-old.
Yeah, basically the energy that we're bringing with. I'm sorry, Sam, that you don't know how to raise your child like most normal humans, or at least asking for friends to use for normal human lessons. But great news, Henry. Great news, that AI thing that they're pushing on everybody that's working out so well. A couple of studies found that AI can change political opinions by flooding voters with real and fabricated facts. They conducted this study earlier last year in America prior to the 2024 election, where participants discussed their views on Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. The results demonstrated that a short conversation lasting roughly 6 minutes could shift voter preferences by significant margins. Mm. In the U.S. trials, the chatbot successfully moved support by nearly 4 points on a 100-point scale. And this isn't just like for a moment. They found that approximately one third of the initial shift in the opinion persisted over time. 6 minutes of a chatbot experience.
Well, you know,
change your opinion.
You know, there a lot of people are talking about how when you go to ChatGPT and all this stuff, whatever, and you input questions, like, there's so much bad information that comes out of these devices.
They're running out of human information. Because that's all AI does, is regurgitate what's available. And eventually AI will be writing the things that are being regurgitating. And that's how you get to the digital dark ages, people. Good luck finding any good information on anything. You thought the days when Wikipedia was cited for sources were bad. You just wait.
Not good.
You just wait. I have one more story, but we're going to run out of time. So I don't have any time to get into traumatic brain injuries and epigenetics and improving treatment for kids. We'll have to save that for another time.
We'll have to do that. Coming up next, beware of the fees this holiday season. Call it a PSA segment right here on the Lake.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.